Good morning, all. I hope you have been enjoying the service thus far. Last week, we heard of Paul and Timothy and their relationship. Today, we are going to look at three people and follow their impact on the church. Now, these three people all meet Paul. And Paul was on his second missionary journey, which was prompted by a letter. You know, in Acts 17, he just came from Thessalonica, where there was a riot in the city. He then went to the Bereans, but some of the Jews went there and agitated a crowd. He then went to Athens. Paul was having a hard time just staying in one place. He was being persecuted over and over, and this would have been worrisome. And it was during this time that he was able to meet some people along the way. And he first said it was two people. They are mentioned six times in the Bible, and especially in the New Testament. And every time they are mentioned, they are always mentioned together. So let's look at Acts chapter 18, reading from verse 1 to 4. And it reads, "After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. There he met a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had ordered all Jews to leave Rome. Paul went to see them, and because he was a tent maker, as they were, he stayed and worked with them. Every Sabbath, he reasoned in a synagogue, trying to persuade Jews and Greeks." So this lesson is about Aquila, Priscilla, and Apollos, loving one another deeply. Let's go before God in prayer. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, we thank you for this morning, and we thank you that we're able to get the scriptures and just learn about your word, learn about people, and just learn about Jesus Christ. We ask that as we open up these scriptures, that we apply it to ourselves and allow us to grow deeply in your love and in Jesus Christ. And as we look at Aquila, Priscilla, and Apollos, help us to take example and learn from them. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So, Paul left Athens and he was now in Corinth. He met a Jew. And you know, this tells me that he could pinpoint the first time this relationship started. Could you remember the first time meeting some of your brothers and sisters? Was it a good experience? A bad one? What were the circumstances? Was it at a street? Was it at a football match? Basketball? You know, sometimes we have some place where we meet, a hairdressing salon, at work. But Paul was able to meet Priscilla and Aquila. And it seems as if he met Aquila first from this scripture. Now, Aquila, they had just came from Rome. So they were only in Corinth for a short while as well. And we see some information from this little passage. Now, Aquila, I just happened to search it up, that his name means eagle. He is a Jew, as we just read. He is from Pontus. And Pontus is mentioned in Acts chapter 2, reading from verse 8 to 10, where all the Jews came together on the day of Pentecost. And people were hearing their languages in their own language. People were speaking in different languages. And one of the places that was mentioned was Pontus, among the others. It is possible that Aquila was baptized way back then, 20 years before Paul met them in Corinth. He was married, and his wife's name was Priscilla, a short form, Prisca. And it also says that the Jews were expelled from Rome by the Roman Emperor Claudius. No records indicate that this event occurred around 49 AD. So we have some idea of probably when Paul met Aquila and Priscilla. Now, it's interesting. I mean, I don't know if you have been expelled from your country or expelled from school, but it's not a happy sight at all. It's not a happy period at all. There's sadness, fatigue, some form of hopelessness, anxiety, maybe fear, worry. Some people experience nightmares. So Aquila and Priscilla probably was not in a high state, but they were also in a state where they have to leave. But it seemed as if they were already established in Corinth by having a home already. And it seemed as if they already had a business of tent making. So by the time Paul reached there, he was able to go and meet them. And because tent making was the common thing that they had, that is what started and prompted this whole friendship. A common idea, a common job. Paul stayed in Corinth for a year and a half. But while he was in Corinth, Priscilla and Aquila took him in. And the first point I'm learning from this is that they were having some deep hospitality. You know, having an idea of hospitality, just like to bring people in and entertain them and just show them they know the ways in your house and make sure that they are comfortable, it's not as easy as it may seem. And especially for having someone there for a long period of time. I don't know about you, but I know that I spent some time in different places. And in being in those places, you tend to learn people's bad habits and tend to see some things that, you know, maybe are annoying as well. But it also have opportunity to get deeper friendship with them, learn their habits, learn their good ways that they have, and really get deep with them. These were Paul employers and his landlord. So he stayed for quite a while. It also suggests that Paul was working part-time as a preacher while he worked during the week as a tent maker. So deeper hospitality just really extends from Priscilla and Aquila. I hope that we are able to learn this hospitality and carry on towards us as well, as brothers and sisters, that we are helping each other out. Are we helping them physically, emotionally, even financially? You know, how are we doing when it comes to taking care of other people? How about when people come from outside of Trinidad and Tobago? Are we opening our homes to them? That is where we can be hospitable to other people and really taking them in. You know, just being friendly and having a general reception and entertainment for guests, visitors, or strangers. The next time we met Paul or Aquila and Priscilla is in verse 80, and it reads, Paul stayed in Corinth for some time. Then he left the brothers and sisters and sailed for Syria, accompanied by Priscilla and Aquila. Before he sailed, he had his hair cut off at Kentry because of a vow he had taken. They arrived at Ephesus, where Paul left Priscilla and Aquila. He himself went into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. Now, no reason is given why, but to mention both of them on his trip is remarkable. Remember, at first, they were his landlord. And at first, they were the people that he was working with. But now that he's moving and he's going on to his missionary journey, both Priscilla and Aquila join him. Wow, what impact Paul had on them, for them to feel that they will want to join him. A married couple, let's just pick up and go. I mean, they already moved from Rome, so now going to another country might be easy. But while they were in Ephesus, Paul had to leave And Priscilla and Aquila stayed right there. Now, while they were there, something else happened. I'm going to continue reading in Acts chapter 18, reading from verse 24 to 26. And it reads, "Meanwhile, a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was a learned man with a thorough knowledge of the scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and he spoke with great fervor and taught about Jesus accurately, though he knew only the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they invited him to their home and explained to him the way of God more adequately." So, a man, a Jew, another person named Apollos enter this story. And so far we have seen, a lot of traveling has been happening. And just to kind of give an example, these guys, they were traveling plenty, I find. From Rome all the way to Corinth, there was part Paul, Priscilla, and Aquila was. But here it is, this guy, Apollos, was from Alexandria. That was way down in Egypt. He somehow ended up in Ephesus. And there is part Priscilla, Aquila, and Apollos met for the first time. Again, when we look at this scripture, we get some more information from this guy. I'll just kind of read it out and show you again. He's a native of Alexandria, a learned man, thorough knowledge of scriptures, instructed in the way of the Lord, spoke with great fervor, taught about Jesus accurately, and he spoke in a synagogue. You know, on first sight, I might think that sounds just like Paul. It was very impressive. His resume was very impressive. And I'm sure you would want to meet someone like that to give you instructions. But as awesome as Apollos was, his knowledge was not complete. He only knew of the baptism of John. And my point number two is having a deeper knowledge. Deeper knowledge. Oh, have you ever been singing a song and the lyrics of a song for quite a long while, and then only to find out that it was the wrong thing? Like one particular song, you know, "Get outside and go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King," only to realize that the correct lyrics is "Get all excited" and not "Get outside." Where did that happen? Sometimes we can be doing the wrong thing for quite a while. So here it is, this guy, Apollos, was preaching accurately about Jesus Christ, speaking with great favor. But Priscilla and Aquila, when they came to the synagogue, they know normal to hear the preacher, a great man, they realized that he was not informed and he didn't have much going. What I liked is, again, the hospitality extended. They invited him to their home. I mean, they could have bad talking, they could have gossip, but no, they discover a problem, they discuss it between themselves, and they decided to invite Apollos to their house. And they say, they explained to him adequately. And they did it one-on-one. Now, some of us might be like, Priscilla teaching a guy? Now remember, when it's mentioned in Timothy about women preaching and teaching, it was more in a large context, in a crowd or a congregation. But this was just in their home, and it was more one-on-one teaching. And husband was right there, but they both explained, and not just teach, but explain, as the scripture says, adequately about the baptism of Jesus Christ. And what I like about it is that for them to teach, they themselves must have the knowledge. Apollos also had knowledge, but they need to know what was right and what was wrong and how to adequately explain to someone. They also need to have the knowledge to do that. And it's for us to help other people and help our friends, we need to have a deep knowledge of the scriptures in order to help. Jesus Christ, he had the knowledge and he used the scriptures to help all of us. And I'm thankful that even this year, even on Zoom, that we are hearing from different people so that we can get knowledgeable about the scriptures and be able to help other people anyway. So having a deeper knowledge is what I'm seeing from Aquila and Priscilla. But Apollos, even though he was a learned man, he also wanted to have more knowledge about the baptism of Jesus Christ. Now, nowhere it says where he learned all his information about Jesus, but here it is, he was willing to learn more and go deep. What was even interesting is that they didn't need Paul to come and explain. You know, sometimes we can always get hooked up on the pastor or the Bible talk leader. But Priscilla and Aquila, they were able to explain without Paul being there. They probably learned so much from Paul that they can do it on their own. Can you instruct other people on your own? Can you instruct people from the scriptures when it comes to Jesus Christ? We have to be in that point where we can do that. Now, when Apollos, when he learned that information, he was able to use it. And we're going to continue and look at Acts 18, reading from verse 27 to 28. And it reads, when Apollos wanted to go to Achaia, the brothers and sisters encouraged him and wrote to the disciples there to welcome him. When he arrived, he was of great help to those who by grace had believed. For he vigorously refuted his Jewish opponents in public debate, proving from the scriptures that Jesus was the Messiah. In addition to being hospitable, Priscilla and Aquila, they were able to explain the way of God more adequately, but they were able to help Apollos continue to grow. And he was able to go to other places and vigorously refuted the Jewish opponents. But they said he was of great help. You know, that knowledge that he had gained was able to help others as well. And when we get knowledge from the scriptures, we are able to help other people in different aspects. How are we doing as we are growing in our Bible scriptures and our knowledge? Friends, we get deeper when we get to know each other more and more. Now, from here, we got some clues of Priscilla Aquila outside of Acts. And while we were reading Acts, you know, this happened in probably about 4 years. That friendship and everything that happened in chapter 17, 18 was about 4 years. Friendships, you know, span over time as well as space. And the other places that we find Priscilla, Aquila, and Apollos were outside Acts. And I go to point number 3, where we talk about deeper friendships. All right? Deeper friendships. Now remember, from the map, Priscilla and Aquila came from Rome. They went to Corinth. They ended up meeting Apollos in Ephesus. Rome, Corinth, Ephesus. Here's what's interesting. When Paul was writing to the Corinthians, guess who he mentioned? Yes, he mentioned Apollos and he mentioned Priscilla and Aquila. In fact, when he mentioned Apollos, he was saying that some follow Peter, some follow Paul, some follow Apollos, and some follow Christ. You know, Paul put Apollos up there with Paul, Peter, And Jesus Christ, when it comes to teaching, forces impact from Priscilla and Aquila. But let's look at 1 Corinthians, reading from 16. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 12, and look at verse 19 as well. And it reads, "Now about our brother Apollos, I strongly urge him to go to you with the brothers. He was quite unwilling to go now, but he will go when he has the opportunity." And then in verse 19, "The churches in the province of Asia send you greetings. Aquila and Priscilla greet you warmly in the Lord, and so does the church that meets at their house." We see that when Paul wrote 1 Corinthians to the church in Corinth, Aquila and Priscilla were close by. They sent their greetings. So the church was familiar with them. And this was written near 56 AD. We also saw Paul talking about Apollos. And imagine you're writing to the Corinthians, to a particular people, but you have to mention some other people. And by mentioning other people, it's because they're in your head, they're in your thoughts, and you're thinking about them because they have a friendship that has started from way, way back. Not only in 1 Corinthians, but when we look at another story or another passage in 2 Timothy chapter 4, reading from verse 19, we see this. "Greet Priscilla and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus." Now, Priscilla and Aquila was in Ephesus, but this letter to Timothy was a preacher in Ephesus. And while Paul is writing to Timothy, he has to mention Priscilla and Aquila again. So this is another period of time when he mentions it. Why he's mentioning people? I don't know. You know, sometimes when I meet somebody and they talking to them, you know, they might say, "Well, say hello to your wife." I'm like, okay. And sometimes you wonder, well, why someone would say that? And because they want to have a connection. They want to have someone to identify with. They want to know that I'm thinking about you. So obviously when I go to my wife and I say, "Hey, you know, brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so says hello," she'll be like, "Oh, okay." And happy that someone was thinking of her. Paul was thinking of Priscilla and Aquila even when he was writing to Timothy, because that friendship went deep. One other scripture, so as I said, Timothy was a preacher in Ephesus. We just saw he write to Corinthians. So next place we are going is in Rome. And if we look at Romans, reading from verse 16, chapter 16, verse 3 to 4. It says, "Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my co-workers in Christ Jesus. They risk their lives for me. Not only I, but all the churches of the Gentiles are grateful to them. Greet also the church that meets at their house." This friendship continues. But look what it says. "They risk their lives for me." A stranger won't do that. And this phrase, "risk their lives for me," is only mentioned a few times. You know, one other time was when David, some guys wanted to go and get water for David, and they risked their lives by going into the enemy's tent to get water to bring for David. Some scriptures have, "they risked their necks for me." And it seems as if Priscilla and Aquila, because of Paul, they almost got their head cut off. What kind of friend is that? What kind of friend will do that for you? What kind of friend will go all out to make sure that you are saved by risking their own life? Very rarely someone would do that, to risk their own life. And here it is, Priscilla and Aquila, man and woman do that. Wow, that's how deep their friendship can go. Would you do that for someone? Would you risk your life for someone else or put your neck out there for them? And even in Romans 16, reading from verse 3 to 4, we saw their hospitality still extend in Rome. Apparently, when Claudius died, they were able to go back to Rome. And they had their house and they had church there as well. Aquila and Priscilla was meeting house church brothers and sisters. They really show hospitality in Ephesus, Corinthians, and even Rome. They open up their homes. You know what? When many have been with someone for quite a while, in their home for quite a while, you want to make sure you remember them. And the last time we hear about Apollos was found in Titus. And Titus was preaching in Crete. And it says in Titus chapter 3, verse 13, do everything you can to help Zenas the lawyer and Apollos on their way and see that they have everything they need. So Apollos was still mentioned when talking to Titus. Friendships go a long way over a period of time. And when you're talking to other people, you always mention your friends in some way or another. Brothers and sisters, are we having those friendships and growing with them? Are we mentioning their names when we talk to others, just to kind of show and bigger them up, when, especially when they show love to one another, to you, to me? I have received quite a bit of friendships within the Protestant Church of Christ. Too much to name, by the time I start, people will be like, well, what about me? And over the years, each friendship has a different way, a different project, a different family group. But my brothers and sisters are always here to help me when I need, and for me to help them when they need as well. Call me up. Joey, you need some help. Yeah, we might go through some ups and downs, but friendship in Jesus Christ are deep. So as we come to a close, let's recap that as we look at Priscilla, Aquila, and Apollos, that this married couple had a deeper hospitality when it comes to brothers and sisters and opening up their homes. How are you doing in your hospitality? You see that Aquila and Priscilla, they had knowledge, deep knowledge, but Apollos also gained knowledge in order to help brothers and sisters everywhere. And a deeper friendship that even after the Acts and Paul was mentioning their names in different letters, he was remembering them in different places and times and was showing that they are helpful each and every time. So that's the recap, deep hospitality, knowledge, and friendship. And I pray that as we continue in Jesus Christ, that we also can grow in love for Him. I thank you, and I pray that you are able to have deeper hospitality, knowledge, and friendship in your walk with God. Let's go before God in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time, and I pray that as we learn from the scriptures, that we can have an impact on each other as we grow in our friendship for each other. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.